man, as weird as this place is, something about just taking a walk through here feels good.
No! Please! Please! Leave me alone!
Ah. Wonder what's got him so spooked.
Listen, you don't need to do this. What you want, huh? Money? Drugs? You name it, I've got it. You want me to leave? I can do that. I'll get on a plane, leave the country. You'll never see my face again. Anywhere you want. I'll go anywhere!
How about you go to hell?
Wait a minute. I know that voice. Vanessa?
Keith!
What the hell are you doing?
Keith, I can explain. I promise this isn't what it looks like.
Wait, it all makes sense now. Your pale skin, your fear of garlic, you abruptly leaving our dates in the morning, your... Oh my god! You're a vampire!
No, wait, Wait. Why are you so calm about this? It's like you said, I'm a vampire.
Well, like I said, it all makes sense. Plus, this town seems to be hiding all kinds of things, so...
So, you're not scared?
What? No! Well, I mean, you're not gonna try and drink me, are you?
No, I... Look, this is really hard to explain, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I get it. I'm gonna head home, because my friend starts worrying if I don't make it home early in the morning. See you around.
yeah, bye.
I really wonder if I should tell Vanessa what I am now that I found out she's a vampire. I mean, I tried keeping it a secret from Matt, and it nearly cost him his life. Then again, the book says that vampires and werewolves have been enemies for centuries. How would she react? Would she try and kill me? Would she run away? She probably won't try and drink me, because werewolf blood is acidic to vampires. And not like fizzy drink acidic, like melt your fucking skin acidic. I'm gonna have to think long and hard about this.
Ah, there you are. I was about to start ringing you. You're late.
Jesus, Matt, who are you, my mum? You don't need to be worrying about me and monitoring me all the time.
Oh, yeah? Well, what if someone knows what you are? What if they come after you? What if they do it on the full moon, then what, huh?
All right, I get it. I guess I'll just spend the night locked in here.
No, I just... Look, I'm just worried about you. Worried that I won't be able to defend you. If you do something, that you otherwise wouldn't dream of doing it and just end up being locked away like some wild animal. Even worse.
Or worse what? That I'll get put down, shot or euthanized like some rabid dog?
Yes! God, Keith, you still don't get it. You're the brother I never had. We've been through everything together. I just don't want you to lose you, man. Ever since you got bit, I've been worried sick. Every full moon, I worry that someone will find you or hunt you. And that I'll be powerless to stop whatever happens next. Look, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, I understand. But you have to start putting more faith in me. Stop thinking I can't look after myself. And if I get captured or killed, then just move on. It's bound to happen at some point, no matter how hard we try to avoid it.
That doesn't mean I'm going to stop trying.
I know, just try not to worry so much, okay? Trust me, I'm fine.
Okay, I trust you. I always have. I'm gonna go get some stuff, okay? We're running low on a lot of things.
Okay, just remember what I've said, okay?
I will. Okay, I'll see you in a bit.
All right, later. Oh, there's a rabbit outside. Look at that little guy. It's all alone. No one's watching it except me. I could sneak up on it. I could take it easily. Yeah. That little bastard's mine. Wait, no. What am I saying? I can't kill that rabbit. It's done nothing wrong. It's just eating grass. Oh, this damn curse. Hi, Walter.
Thank you so much for coming by, Keith. You have no idea how lonely it gets in here.
Oh, it's nothing really. I just wanted to find some information about what's going on with me.
Oh, yes. Speaking of how you... Are you finding the book? Did it have what you were looking for?
I mean, it had some useful tidbits, but honestly, I was mainly looking for a cure.
Oh, did it not have one?
Well, if you count suicide, then I guess it did.
Ah, well, I might know someone who can help with that.
With what? Killing me?
What? No! Heavens no! I mean help with curing you. See, that book is well over 100 years old, and medical technology has come a long way since then. I know a scientist who specializes in dealing with the paranormal. I can take you to him tomorrow, if you'd like.
Oh, yes, please! I don't want to live like this anymore, I can't stand it.
Alright, come back here in the morning and we'll go. Victor, open up, it's Walter. I've brought someone who needs your help.
Walter, my friend, how are you? Who is this?
Victor, this is Keith. Keith, allow me to introduce you to my trusted professor, Victor Frankenstein, former Nazi scientist.
Wait, Nazi? You brought me to a fucking Nazi?
Don't worry, my friend. I never believed those awful things those bastards were doing. I was forced into doing experiments for them. Otherwise, me and my family would go to the camps.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I shouldn't have jumped to conclusions like that.
Quite all right, my boy. Let me get you properly set up and we'll have a look at you. All right then, Keith. Why has Walter brought you before me today?
Well, I...
It's okay, Keith. You can tell him. Trust me, he's heard far worse.
Okay, well... I'm a werewolf. I contracted the lycanthropy virus, if that's what you want to call it, while I was camping with my friends. Every full moon, I change, and I'm always so scared of what I might do or who I might hurt.
I see. Did you get bitten willingly, or was it by accident?
It was an accident. I was taking a stroll through the woods while my friend was cooking, but then I saw it, and before I knew it, it was chasing me. We all made it back to the car, but not before the fucker bit me on my leg.
Oh, that will be there for a while. What would you like me to do about it?
Well, Walter brought me here because we thought you could cure me.
Mine friends, I have tried for what feels like millennia trying to find the secret to curing lycanthropy, but it always eludes me. I am afraid.
Please, Professor. I don't want to be a monster for the rest of my life. I'll do anything. I'll clean the equipment. I'll help with your experiments. I'll...
Okay, I'll be willing to try again, but I need a guinea pig.
I'll be your guinea pig. Whatever it takes to be free from this nightmare, I'll do it.
All right, we'll start by taking a sample of your human blood.
Oh, ow. Look at the state of that needle. Thank God I'm immune to all diseases and illnesses. Well, according to the book, anyway.
Okay, come back to me on the full moon and we will extract your werewolf blood.
With all due respect, Doc, that sounds like a horrible idea.
Ah, nonsense. I'll have everything under control. Goodbye now.
Okay. Bye.
Keith, do you really trust this guy? You said yourself, he used to work with the Nazis. Like, what if he tries to pull something?
Matt, I trust this guy about as far as I can throw it. But this might be my only chance to be free from this hell. And that's worth the risk to me. And besides, I told you to stop worrying so damn much.
Okay, as long as you're sure.
thief. You remembered. Who is this?
Professor, this is my friend Matt. He's been trying to help me live with my condition.
Ah, I see. Nice to meet you, Matthew. I imagine it must be difficult, yeah? With all the blood and the killing, ugh.
Well, thankfully, he's only killed animals so far, and we've been put measures in places to at least try and ensure everyone's safety.
Ah, well, better get it cured before it gets out of hand, yeah? Keith, take off your clothes and lay on that table.
Okay. Doc, are you absolutely sure these restraints will hold me?
Well, nothing has broken free from them yet. Then again, there is a first time for everything, isn't there?
This guy's fucking insane.
Should I stay or...
Well, it depends on the patient. Kif?
You can stay if you want, Matt. Just promise me that if I break free from these restraints, you run like hell.
Okay.
Well, Kif, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm opening the roof.
Oh my God, Keith. Inject him with?
Relax, it's just a seductive concoction I infused with wolfsbane. Just so we don't have to hear him growling and snarling all night. The dose I administered should keep him out until morning, but if he does wake up, come and get me and I'll dose him again, yeah?
Okay, well, how much was in the first dose?
About enough to put an elephant to sleep.
An elephant?!
Trust me, any less and he would be up barking by now. Anyway, let me know if anything changes with him.
Alright.
Okay, I'm going to go and analyze the two samples. Keep watch over him.
Sorry, I should have never suggested this town to you. If I knew how fucked up this place was, I would have looked somewhere else for you to move. I know you tell me to stop worrying so much about you and I've tried, but I can't. Like, because I can't help, but I feel like this is my fault. My fault that your life's turned upside down. My fault that you turned into this. I know you probably can't hear me, but I just want you to know.
Yeah.
Professor, he's changing back!
Matt? Professor? I'm still on the table! Oh, thank God!
Ah, Keith, welcome back. You can see the blood extraction was a complete success.
Yeah. Wait a sec. I normally feel dead tired when I wake up from being, you know. And how did you keep me on the table?
I injected you with a little concoction I made infused with wolfsbane to keep you asleep for the night.
Wolfsbane. I've heard that somewhere before. What is it?
It's a special plant that is well more of a herb, actually. It only grows under the full moon, and it basically negates all the positives of the virus gives you, such as your healing factor. So,
healing factor?
Yeah, you heal a lot faster than other humans now. Scratches, cuts, bruises would be gone in seconds. But not only that, your immune system has a massive boost.
Huh. That must be why I can't get drunk anymore. Right. Well, I think I'm gonna get dressed and then we'll get out of your hair.
Okay, well, if you have any inquiries about your illness, come back to me, yeah?
Sure thing. Alright, thanks, Doc. Bye!
Farewell, mind friends!
Hey, Walter! I might actually be getting cured!
Oh, Keith, that is most wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you for taking me to him.
Oh, there's no need to shower me with praise, my friend. I've made it my mission to help anyone I come across in need of help however I can, especially with something as horrific as the werewolf curse.
Speaking of, when we first met, how did you know I was a werewolf? You couldn't have seen my bite mark. I was wearing joggers and socks to cover it up. Are you some kind of wizard?
Well, Keith, when you've been around for as long as I have, you gain the ability to tell certain things about them simply from looking at them.
What do you mean by been around? Just how old are you?
You know what? I know what you are. It's only right you know what I am. I am the ghost of Walter Gallagher. I've been dead for over 100 years.
That explains why I can't hear his footsteps. And why his hand was so cold when I shook it. It was literally dead cold. How did you die? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, just a good old-fashioned occupational hazard. Being murdered by an angry customer.
Oh, I'm sorry for prying.
It's nothing, Keith. I've been dead for over a century. Trust me, I've gotten over it.
Yeah, I should get going before Matt gets paranoid.
Okay, Keith. Farewell.
Hi, officer,
Hargreaves. Detective Hargreaves.
Oh, Detective, can I help you?
Yeah, is Keith around?
No, he's gone to visit his friend.
At this hour?
Yeah, he hasn't done anything wrong, has he?
Oh, no, I just want to talk to him. Did he not tell you about us?
Oh, you're Vanessa. Why didn't you say so? Well, I don't think Keith's going to be back here for the rest of the night, but I'll tell him you came to speak to him, if you want.
Really? If you don't mind.
Course not. We'll see you around, Detective. Ah, there you are.
Let me guess, you were gonna start calling me.
Well, yeah, but Vanessa came last night. She wanted to talk to you. I don't know what about.
Oh, really? I'll call her, but I don't know if she'll be awake now.
Why wouldn't she be?
She works the night patrol for extra pay. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Vanessa?
Keith?
Yeah, my friend told me you came to my house last night. You wanted to talk?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about my secret.
Oh, sure, we can talk about it over dinner. How about we meet at the club?
Well, there's this diner outside of town that I've been wanting to take you to. Why don't we talk there?
Yeah, that sounds good. Are you free tonight?
No, but I can make myself free.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
Do you need me to drive you there?
Nah, I'll take a taxi. Thanks. Keep the change.
Hey.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. I just want you to know the whole truth about, you know.
Sure, I'm all ears.
Vanessa, how are you? It's wonderful to see you again.
Oh, I'm good. You?
Oh, you know, I'm getting by. Who's this?
Oh, I'm Keith. I'm Vanessa's,
Vanessa, are you on a date?
Yeah, my first one here.
Putting the pressure on us tonight, are ya? Well, let's skip the pleasantries then. What can I get you both?
I'll have my usual.
Alright, that's the Bloodborne burger with a strawberry shake and fries. What about you, sir?
I'm really liking the sound of this meatloaf with the rack of ribs. Yeah, I think I'll have that.
Okay, and what about the drink?
I'll just take water, please.
Okie dokie, I'll have that ready in about half an hour.
Alright, thanks.
Well, I guess I'll start by asking, how long have you been a vampire?
since I was a child. I was bitten by a vampire bat when I was 5. We didn't think it was anything serious at first, but then everything suddenly became 10 times louder than normal. I could even hear all of the heartbeats of everyone around me, and colours started to look more intense. And my dad had a cut on his arm, and I could smell the blood on it. And when I did, I felt thirsty. I was blinded by the near for blood, to the point I tried to drink my parents.
Jesus!
Thankfully, they were able to fend me off. I calmed down and they were trying to figure out what was wrong with me. Then they connected the dots. They dropped me out of school to homeschool me and teach me to control my impulses.
Huh. Makes me wonder how my parents would react if I told them I was a monster. I mean, they weren't the best parents in the world, but they were always there for me when I needed them. Alright, well, how did you manage your thirst? Did your parents just offer you their blood?
No, they went out to find me some small mammals for me to feed on. Squirrels, possums, that sort of thing. The first time I drank blood, it felt wrong. I wanted to hate how it tasted because, you know, it's blood. But it tasted so good, like the best fruit juice I've tasted in my life. Anyway, it felt wrong, but I eventually accepted that I needed to do it to survive. But eventually, mammals stopped being enough.
So, how did you deal with that?
I've been a fan of true crime and forensics since I was a teenager. I remember sitting with my mum, watching all the shows on TV, so I decided to turn my passion into a source of nutrition. I joined the force when I was 19, and as you know, I only got promoted to detective recently. I only drink criminal blood. I've never drank a drop of innocent blood, and I never will.
All right, here's the Bloodborne burger for you, Vanessa.
Oh, thanks.
And then there's the meatloaf and ribs for you, Keith.
Oh, finally, thank you.
No problemo, enjoy.
Huh? Why'd you bring plastic cutlery? What's wrong with the cutlery here?
Huh? Oh, I'm allergic to anything silver. I get a really bad rash whenever I touch it, so I bring my own cutlery.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter whose blood I drink, you'll probably still won't view me the same way anymore.
What? Hey, don't talk like that! It doesn't matter what you are or what you do, you're still the same kind, honest and pretty funny girl I met in the club all those months ago.
Thanks, Keith. That means a lot. Still, why are you so chill about this? I mean, don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, but I'm a vampire. Have you dated one before?
No. You're the first. Though she wouldn't need to be a vampire to be considered a monster.
Oh, what was she like, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's fine. She was someone I thought I could turn to. Someone I thought loved me for who I am, but she only loved me because of the uses she had for me. She knew how to push all of my buttons, when to push them. One second she's making me feel like I'm on top of the world, and the next, she fucking stabs me in the back and twists. Eventually, enough was enough. One night, I broke down crying in front of my friend Matt, telling him all the horrible things she said and did. I showed him all the texts, the phone conversations.
and then he helped me file a case against her. That day in court was intense. There were so many times I thought we'd lost, and that she wouldn't stop taunting and traumatizing me for as long as I lived. But thankfully, by the skin of our teeth, we won. She's serving time in prison right now, and there's also a lifetime restraining order waiting for her when she gets out. After the trial, I didn't really have anywhere to go, so Matt invited me to stay at his until we found somewhere for me to live. And then eventually, we found this little town. And then I met you. And I don't think I've ever been more happy than whenever I'm with you, Vanessa.
Oh, Keith, I'm happy for you. Really, I am. That still doesn't really explain to me how you can be so calm about me being a vampire. Is there something else? Keith, is everything all right?
Keith, if there was ever a time to tell her, it's now. Come on, you got this. Vanessa, I have something I've been meaning to tell you.
Okay, where's this come from?
I'm also different from everyone else, but not in the same way that you are. Vanessa, I'm...
Are you okay?
Shit! I forgot there's multiple full moons this month. I gotta get out of here. Damn it!
What? Keith, what's wrong? Keith, wait! Keith! Whoa, what happened? I don't know. He looked like he was in pain and then he just... Is this enough to cover the bill? No, but I'll put it on the house as compensation for your service. Now take the money and catch up with him! Okay, thanks. Keith!
I need to get as deep into the woods as possible, otherwise everyone will be in danger. Okay. This should be good.
Keith!
Vanessa! No! No! No, 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 what are you doing here? Why did you follow me?
Well, you ran out on our date. What was I supposed to do? And how about what are you doing out here? What's going on? Was it something I said?
What? No, it's just... You shouldn't be here. It's not safe.
Well, if it's not safe, why did you come here? Why isn't it safe? You're about to tell me something.
Yeah, and I will tomorrow. I don't have time now. Please, I'm begging you, just go. Please, before it's too late.
Look, Keith, you're making me nervous. Why don't you just take my hand, come back with me, we'll enjoy our food, and then you can tell me whatever it is you were going to tell me. If you're worried about me judging you, I promise I won't, especially after your reaction to everything I've told you. Just come back with me, okay?
No! No, you don't understand! Stay back! Get away from me! Get away before I...
Keith, you're scaring me!
Stay away from me!
Why? Keith, what's happening? Wait, the moon, it's full, and if it's full and you're acting like this, that means, oh my god, Keith, you're a...
Wakey wakey, eggs and bakey!
Matt? Wait, Vanessa? Oh god, no! I told her to run, she must have, I couldn't, I'm like, what have I done?
Keith, calm down. Hey, snap out of it. Okay, just try and calm down and slowly tell me what happened.
We were talking about Vanessa's job, and then I got the headache. I left some money to cover the food, and then I ran as deep into the woods as I could possibly go, but she followed me. I tried to get her to leave, but she just wouldn't listen. Even when I was changing, she just stood there. I blacked out, and then I woke up here. I don't know if she made it out. God, what did I fucking do?
Hey, calm down, okay? She might have left after you transformed. Look, I'll drop off back home, and then I'll go back to those woods and look for her, okay?
Really?
Yeah, but... you gotta promise me, you'll stop worrying so damn much.
Okay.
Alright. I'm gonna go look for her. Try and get some sleep, alright? Vanessa! Vanessa? Detective Hargreaves, are you okay? Ugh. Well, unless Vanessa's aware. I don't think that's her.
Where's Vanessa? Is she okay? Please, God, tell me she's okay.
Well, I searched every square inch of those woods, and the only corpse I found was this unlucky goat.
Oh, Jesus, Matt! You don't have to show me! Okay, well, this shows that she's still alive. I'll try texting her. Okay, I'll try calling her.
Hey, you've reached the line of Detective Vanessa Hargreaves. If you have any info regarding a case or want to get in touch with me, leave a message after the beep and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, it's me. I'm really sorry for what happened last night. I forgot what time of the month it was. I'm sorry, that was... Look, can we talk... Please, just so we can smooth things over, please, Vanessa, I love you, and I'm sorry. Oh, she's left me on red. Damn it, I should have never gone to that diner. Now she hates me.
Hey, don't say that. What year are we in? She can't hate you because your thing, besides stuff like this, doesn't get fixed with the snap of some fingers. Don't you remember when my grandma passed? It took weeks before I could muster up the courage or confidence to talk to anyone again. Just give her time. I'm sure she'll come around.
Yeah, I mean, the situation's completely different, but I get what you're saying. I'll try and forget about it for now.
Hey, Victor!
Keith, my friend, how are you?
Well, not good, if I'm being honest. How's the cure coming along?
Well, maybe I have found something, but I need more research before I can be certain.
Okay, well, do you need anything else from me?
Time, my friend. I just need time. Science is like an art. You can't rush it, especially mine kind of science.
All right, I'll be back soon to check it again. See ya!
Wiedersehen, Keith!
Hi, Walter.
Hello, Keith. How may I be of service?
Well, I was actually wondering if I could help you. I mean, running this shop must be very difficult, especially when you've done it for as long as you have, so...
Oh, there's no need
to... don't worry about it. Trust me, I need something to do to pass the time.
All right.
Crucifixes go!
Next for the holy water.
Okay, thanks! Phew! Man, I am beat. How the hell has Walter done this for 100 years?
Hey, Walter.
Wait a sec. That voice...
Vanessa, darling, how are you? Goodness, it feels like forever since I last saw you. How can I be of service? Do you need another batch of sunscreen cream?
Vanessa? Here? Shit!
Yeah, and I also need advice.
Oh? Advice on what?
Well, something's happened between me and my boyfriend.
Sorry, darling, but romance isn't really my forte. Hasn't been for 100 years.
Please, Walter, you're the only one I can turn to right now.
Okay, fine. What's happened?
Well, remember how I said last time that he discovered I'm a vampire? Well, I wanted to tell him more about it, so we went on a date to this diner near my place. I told him pretty much everything, and he took it pretty well. But then he started acting weird. He left the diner in a hurry. I followed him out, but as soon as I caught up with him, he told me to leave. I wanted to know why, and then he started screaming in pain. Then I realised the full moon. Walt, my boyfriend's a werewolf.
Oh, well, that complicates things.
I flew back to my house, and then in the morning he tried to contact me. He even left this voicemail.
Hey, it's me. I'm really sorry for what happened last night. I forgot what time of the month it was. I'm sorry, that was... Look, can we talk, please? Just so we can smooth things over. Please, Vanessa, I love you, and I'm sorry.
I see.
I mean, I want to hear him out, but there's a part of me that's just really pissed off with him. I mean, how could he hide something like that from me?
What are you waiting for, Keith? Just step out and apologise. Damn it, no! That'll just make her more mad at me. And mad at Walter for hiding me here.
Well, I don't mean to be devil's advocate here, but you were keeping your vampirism a secret until he found out, and when he did, he basically ignored it.
But...
Just indulge him. Who knows, this revelation might bring you two closer.
I guess you're right. I'll think about it. Thanks, Walter. See you around.
Farewell, Vanessa. You can come out now, Keith. She's gone.
Oh, Walter, thank you. Oh, you really came in clutch there.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, right. I forgot you're not of this time, are you? I meant to say you really helped me out there.
Oh, no problemo.
Oh, God, who the hell would knock at this hour? Oh! Hey,
may I come in?
Sure, come on in.
Is this fur yours?
It might be. Where did you find it?
At various farms around Plain Loon. We ran scans on it, and it told us it belongs to a large canine, but we were never able to ascertain the breed. And considering what I witnessed last week, I'm more than inclined to believe that that thing that's been causing all this chaos at the farms and slaughtering all the animals is you.
Look, if you want to arrest me, I won't stop you.
Keith, I'm not going to arrest you. Do you seriously think there's a judge out there that'll believe that a werewolf was responsible for all of that?
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I was going to tell you.
So why didn't you?
Yeah, Keith, why didn't you? You even told yourself in your journal you were going to tell her. I thought you'd hate me.
Hate you? Hate you? After you basically shrugged off me being a vampire and said all those nice things? Keith, why in the hell would I hate you?
I don't know.
I don't hate you, Keith. I hate that you kept this from me. Wait, does your ex know?
No. Apart from Matt, you're the only one that knows. I'm sorry. I really am. Can we just start over? Please?
Sure. Matter of fact, I think we can help each other.
Really? How?
Well, I have these cases that need dealing with. I've made some considerable progress myself, but I thought maybe you'd want to have a crack at it.
Vanessa, I am the last person on the face of this planet that you want to bring something like this to.
Maybe, but if you help me manage my impulses, I'll find a way to help you with your problem.
Okay, sure.
Cool, I'll leave these files with you then. I'll see you around, wolf boy.
Bye, Vanessa.
Oh, and Keith?
Yeah?
I love you too.
Thank God.
All right, I'll see you in the morning, Keith.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. Who's there? I can hear you. You shouldn't be here. It's not safe.
Hello, Keith.
Walter? What are you doing here? The shop's not going to run itself.
Oh, I closed the shop for tonight because I wanted to see you.
Well, that's nice and all, but the moon's full tonight. You really shouldn't be here.
Oh, I know the moon's full. That's the whole reason I'm here. I want to see you change. You see, I've always been curious about the transformation process, since I never read any of the books, so I thought I'd come to see you for that.
Walter, I'm gonna be blunt with you. That is the worst idea I've ever heard. I lose control of myself when I change. I don't know what I'll do. Imagine what could happen to you.
Oh, come now. It's not like you can hurt me or kill me. I'm already dead.
I guess you have a point. Just stay out of my line of sight in case you turn out to be wrong.
Okay, okay.
Ah! Ah! Ah!